Barry Williams Drive.
To other matters, Auckland health bosses have revealed a picture of a health system at breaking point, all from underfunding and population growth. They've told Parliament's Health Select Committee they simply can't cope, just can't cope. Lester Levy is the former chair of Auckland's three district health boards, and he is with me. And good evening, sir, and thank you for your time, Lester.
Hello, Barry.
Can you give us some context around this, the reason that they're at breaking point? Is it just population growth and underfunding? Is it as simple as that?
Yes, I think that there's significant pressure on the system. There is significant population growth, and there's two factors. One is the growth in the population, and then there's the aging population, so it's a compounding factor. And really, it's been building up over the years, and look, we need to live within our means, and we have been making very significant savings year on year to ensure that we don't incur deficits. But each year, those savings have become much more difficult. So it is a tension between wanting to provide the best possible services and access and trying to deal with the population growth. And it's really the last 18 months, I guess, where the pressure has really come on the system. In the last winter, we found ourselves in a very difficult position. So the reality is that, you know, people in healthcare do work hard, and we appreciate that. But you can't ask people to work beyond the normal capacity on a sustainable basis, and that is our real concern.
So the consequences of this, you've got stressed out staff who are working long hours. What about patients? Are patients missing out being attended to?
Well, we have managed to continue to provide the access and the quality of service, but I guess the point we're raising is that sustainability is an issue and resilience is an issue. Now, the new government has made a commitment to make greater investment in the health sector, and I think that's excellent because that is really necessary. There is a deficit there, so that is very good. And along with that, they seem very willing to confront the issues in a real sense, and that's also important. But there are other factors, like we need much more facilitation in terms of decision making for capital and for expansion and for capacity. So I think there's a number of things that the DHBs would need to support them to be able to deal with the population growth.
I guess it's easy to say, well, the fix is actually more funding and there's $8 billion and that's all good. But you know more than anybody, health is a bottomless pit, isn't it? So you talked about the decision making. Is the system, is the way we do things, is it broken? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about 20 DHBs is ridiculous. It's too many. What do you say?
Okay, so I wouldn't say the system's broken. I'd say the system's under pressure, but it is a good time to sit back and actually look and should the system be reconfigured. And I think that's a very legitimate question because there is a requirement for additional funding. And the way we have constructed the system, it's at a point now where there is significant amount of resources, including money, trapped or locked in the system that could be released if the system was configured differently. So I think that's a legitimate question to ask. I think people in health don't expect, don't expect magic. We know that there's a limit on the resources, and we know that resources are contestable. The health system is not the only system. It's not the only human service. But I think it's important that we felt for the Select Committee to understand the true picture and to understand that this pressure has now reached a point where it is very difficult to absorb because, you know, a real concern about our staff well-being. I think the response we had from the committee was very good. They were highly engaged. And I think that the government realizes this is an issue. And, you know, we believe that we will get the kind of action and support that will allow us to move forward. But, you know, that'll take time.
And when you say reconfigured, what do you mean by that? Are you talking about the funding model? I mean, it's politics, isn't it? Would you have a dedicated health tax? Mind you, they have one in Australia, don't they? And their system's under pressure as well. Do you means test? How do you do this?
Well, I think it is, as you say, it's very complex. I think we do have the basis for a good funding model that's based on population. We just need to make sure that it's real-time population, that. And that, take for Auckland, for example. Auckland is 35% of New Zealand. In the last 3 years, the population of New Zealand has grown, and 46% of that growth is in Auckland. So Auckland is growing more rapidly, and it's coming off a higher base. So that's pretty significant. So the population-based funding formula needs to coherently reflect the population. I think that if we had a population-based formula that was based on those sort of principles, then I think the organizations would actually be able to cope much more with the pressure. Yep.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. Always good to talk to you. That is Dr. Lester Levy, former chair of Auckland's three district health boards. News Talk ZB, it's 5:18.